Let's take a look at the document that describes the top 75 holdings in our sample mutual fund, the Investment Company of America. Now, this mutual fund was created before all these names and attributes we gave to mutual funds even existed. But this is a large cap, meaning it invests in big companies, domestic, meaning most of the companies will be based in the United States, growth and income fund, which means we want to invest in companies that have potential for capital gains, you know, growth, but we also want to take a look at companies that pay dividends. Income from stocks is dividends. Many of the dividend-paying companies tend to be very large, well-established companies that grow their dividends consistently. And boy, don't we love those consistently growing dividends, we as stock investors. I mean, many of us. So many of the companies on this list you will recognize. Some of them you won't. And we're going to learn how to research companies in the next chapter. So if any of these companies pique your interest with silly names like KLA Tencor or Mondelez, if they were really trying to be French, it would be Mondelez, but whatever. Since it is a domestic growth and income stock fund, a few are foreign, but most of the companies are based in the United States. Although most of the companies are domestic, many are global in nature. Some make far more money outside the United States than they do inside the United States. For example, Coca-Cola, Microsoft Corporation, that company we talked about, Mondelez, which you've never heard of, but I can assure you that each and every one of you have consumed at least one of their products. And look at the top one on the list, Philip Morris International. That's a domestic company that sells everything it makes outside the United States. Bizarre, huh? There are another 59 stocks in the mutual fund at this time, December 31st, 2012, for a total of 134 companies. And that's, you know, pretty typical for mutual funds. They'll have at least 100, upwards of 200 stocks. Some have more. According to Benjamin Graham, the author of The Intelligent Investor and Warren Buffett's teacher, these are the types of companies that should make up the vast majority of your investments. Sure, go ahead, take a little bit of your money, buy that San Diego-based biotech startup that may, just may, become the next Genentech. You may even strike it rich. Your $1,000 will become $50,000. Your $10,000 will become $500,000. You know, it never worked out that way for me, folks. Anyway, make sure your portfolio is firmly focused on large companies with long histories of earnings and dividends. That's intelligent investing. So what I want you to do is take a look at this list. And most all these companies you will know. The ones that you don't know, you can either contact me, or what we're going to do in the next chapter is learn how to research the companies. And of course, we're going to start slowly, but then as we continue, we're going to be looking at more and more of the subtle and important details of each and every company we research. Sound good? Okay.